Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just thank and praise God this evening for all of his goodness. But I just thank God to be back on tonight for the study of his word. We're in the book of Leviticus, chapter 25 and 26. And I give God all praise and glory on tonight. We're going to call our Bible class to order. We're going to have a short devotion. I'm going to read a scripture. We're going to have a song and a prayer, and we're going to get started. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 62. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. Like a leaning wall, a tottering fence, they only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul waited silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his works. I have just read you from Psalm 62 in its entirety. May God richly add the blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to get ready for our song, and then we're going to pray.
In a drought, away from you, we need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we want a touch from you. We really want a touch from you. Lord, we need hear your voice. Our hearts are open. We have no soul. Oh, Lord, we touch from you. We really touch from you. In your last friend, in your last. Yeah. come. No other one will ever come. We need your presence in this now. We need the power in this now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, God, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight, God. Father, we come tonight, God, first of all, binding the strong man up tonight. We bind the strong man from our lives, and we bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to open up our understanding tonight, in the name of Jesus. But I want to bind up every witch. I want to bind up every warlord. I want to bind up every wizard. I want to bind up every psychic. I want to bind up every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now. In the name of Jesus. I know you thought you had distracted me. In the name of Jesus. But I bind you up and I cast you out. And I command you to go from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, open up our understanding. Open our minds that we may be receptive to your word just like it is. That we may receive your word just like it is, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone in these ministry, in our church. In the name of Jesus, then I ask you to let me decrease them, that the Holy Ghost may increase them and minister and teach us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I just give you praise on tonight and I give you glory. Hallelujah. I just thank you for this opportunity to be used by God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you glory tonight and I give you praise, Lord, and I thank you for it all. I bind up every distraction. Go to hell. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. Just had to get some things right, because don't play with me. I don't have time to play. Hallelujah. I got too many other things to do besides playing. So I just wanted the enemy to know. Amen. We're in the book of Leviticus, chapter 25 and 26. I'm going to start reading from chapter 25 on tonight, right now. Okay, and the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of it, its own accord of thy harvest, thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is the year of rest unto the Lord. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourn with thee, and for thy cattle, and for thy beast that are in thy land, shall all the increase thereof be meat. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. Ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed, for it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. Ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession. And if thou sell unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, you shall not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the jubilee, thou shalt buy of thy neighbor. And according unto the number of years of the fruit, he shall sell unto you according to the multitude of years. Thou shalt increase the price thereof, and according to the fewness of years, thou shalt diminish the price of it. Of according to the number of the years of the fruit, doeth he sell unto thee. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. Wherefore ye shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety, and the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your field and dwell therein in safety. And if ye shall say, what shall we eat the 7th year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessings upon you in the 6th year, and it shall bring forth fruit for these years. And ye shall sow the 8th year and eat yet of old fruit until the 9th year, until her fruit comes, and ye shall eat of the old store. The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine. For ye are strangers and sojourners with me, and in all the land of your possessions ye shall grant a redemption for the land. If thy brother be waxing poor and have it sold away some of his possessions, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. And if the man have none to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it, then let him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus unto the man to whom he sold it, that he may return unto his possession. But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that have it brought it unto the year of jubilee. And in the jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return unto his possession,
And if a man sell a dwelling house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year after it is sold. Within a year, within a full year, may he redeem it. And if it be not redeemed within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall be established forever to him that bought it throughout his generation. It shall not go out of the jubilee. But the houses of the village which have not no wall round about them shall be counted as the field of the country. They may be redeemed, and they shall go out in the jubilee. Notwithstanding the cities of the Levites and the house of the cities of their possessions, may the Levites redeem at any time. And if a man purchased the Levites of the Levites, then the house that was sold, and the city of his possession shall go out in the year of Jubilee. For the houses of the city of the Levites are their possessions among the children of Israel. But the field of the suburbs of their cities may not be sold, for it is their perpetual possession. And if thy fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him. Yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee, take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan to be your God. And if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxing poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant, but as a hired servant and as a sojourner. He shall be with thee and shall serve thee unto the year of Jubilee, and then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto the possession of his father shall he return. For they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. They should not be sold as bondmen. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shall fear thy God. Both thy bondsmen and thy bondsmaid, which thou shalt have, shall be of the heathen that are round and about you. Of them shall ye buy bondsmen and bondsmaid. Moreover, of the children of the strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall ye buy, and of their families that are with you, which they beget in your hand. And they shall be your possessions, and ye shall take them as an inheritance for your children and after you, and to inherit them for a possession. They shall be your bondsmen forever. But over your brethren, the children of Israel, ye shall not rule one over another with rigor. And if a sojourner or stranger wax rich by thee, and thy brother dwell by him, wax poor and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family, after that he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brethren may redeem him, either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is not of kin unto him of his family may redeem him. Or if he be able, he may redeem himself, and he shall reckon with him that bought him for the year that he was sold to him unto the year of Jubilee. And the price of his sale shall be according unto the number of years, according to the time of hire servant shall it be with him. If there be yet many years behind, according unto them he shall give again the price of this redemption out of the money that he was bought for. And there remain but few years until the year of Jubilee, then he shall count with him, and according unto his years shall he give him again the price of his redemption. And as a yearly hired servant shall he be with him, and the other shall not rule with rigor over him in thy sight. And if he be not redeemed in these years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him, for unto me, the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
He shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a straining image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and I shall fall before you by the sword, and five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to fight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye shall not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if ye shall abhor my judgment, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sin, and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. And if ye walk contrary unto me, and I will not hearken unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plague unto you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highway shall be desolate. And if ye will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then I will also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet seven times for your sins. And I will bring forth, and I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your city, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied. And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you seven times for your sin, and ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses unto the carcasses of your idols. And my soul shall abhor you, and I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuary unto desolate. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odor. And I will bring the land unto desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out the sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your city waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath as long as it lieth desolate, and ye shall be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbath. As long as it lieth desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbath when ye dwell upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness unto their hearts and the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall within none pursuit, when none pursueth, and they shall fall one upon another as it were before a sword when none pursueth. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up, and they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemy's land, and also in the iniquity of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers and their trespass which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I have and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them unto the land of their enemy, if then their uncircumcised heart be humble, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham. I will remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbath while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because their despise my judgment, and because the soul, their soul abhors my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will, for their sake, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made, which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel at Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was good. So we're going to go with our questions and answers, and then come off a little bit of commentary. Chapter 25, first question says, how many years did the people sow the land and then let it rest? How many years? And I think that's in I knew it was 6 years. It was 6 years, and then 1 year they let it rest. I wanted to find where the verse was so that. Okay, let me see. Oh, verse 3 says, 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in fruit thereof, but in the 7 years shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the Lord, a Sabbath of the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyards. So it was 6 years, and then you rest on the seventh year. What is the year of Jubilee? A lot of people celebrate that anyway all the time. You know, every time they celebrate.
Is it the 10th day of the seventh month?
Yeah, but it's like Jubilee is like
every
the 50.
Years.
Stand for 50.
Yeah, every 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Every 50 years.
So is it every 50 years or the 50th year? Is that the same thing?
Yeah. It's got to be every 50 years. How could it be the 50th year? It's every 50 years was the time for release, for a person to receive their freedom, or for the land to be returned to the original owner. Because you can even prune the land. You can sow it. And then you can get it back after so long. Or, for instance, I can buy, I can be leasing or buying a house or be leasing something. And then you own that so long that you can, after 50 years, if you ain't through paying for it by then, and I'm sure you will be, then you can get the house back. The owner can get it back or whatever like that. Or if you a slave and you a servant and you serve on the 50th year that you a servant, you can get your freedom. Or you a slave, brother, you can get your freedom. So that's what that means. Why did the people not need to worry about not sowing seed in the Sabbath year? Why did they not have to worry about that? Let me see.
God was going to bring forth fruit for 3 years. He was going to bless them.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
20 and 20.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what he said. So he's going to bless them 6 years with more than enough to carry them through even the ninth year. And that's what happened when Joseph, when that king had Joseph over all of his finances and all of his stuff and made him governor over the whole, over his whole city and over the country. That's what Joseph did. He had everybody to bring all they had, and all, every time they grow some, he had them to bring it and put it in the storehouse. So when the other years of famine came, they had enough to go over them years. You know, the people sold to Joseph from their land, and then I think it was 6 years of plenty, or 7 years, 6 or 7 years of plenty, and it was going to be 6 years of famine. That's what it was going to be. And so they had way enough food to cover them. That's what this reminds me of. What was not ever required for a brother who was lent anything? What was? Oh, okay. Let me see. If somebody loaned you something, what are they not supposed to do? And some of them do it, baby. Yes, they do. Let me see. I was trying to find it, but if your brother in Christ, verse 35 and 36 and 37. Mm-hmm. That's kind of it right there. In right today, if you just loan somebody something, you're not supposed to charge interest. You got a lot of men, or not even just men, you got a lot of people that will loan you money with interest, quarter on a dollar and all this kind of stuff, and they give you so long to pay it back. And when you can't pay it all back, even like the payday advance, the payday loan company, you know, that's just terrible because you can't win with them. I had one, I think I kept it for 4 years. I could never pay it. I could never keep up with it. I could never do it. And then when I tried to pay it off, it was just too much. It was too much. So I finally got it paid off. And, man, he made a lot of money off of me. But you, when you lend to your brothers and sisters in Christ, especially, or your family, when you loan somebody something, unless they specifically say, loan me this, I will pay you back. You're not even supposed to loan money to get it back. When you give somebody something, you're supposed to give to them. You're not supposed to look for it back. Unless, and like I said, they said, loan me this, and I will pay you back. You're still not supposed to charge interest. But, you know, like a sister or a brother hungry or something, or got a bill or something like that, and you really know they can't afford it, and you got it, you should just help them. You should just try to help them as much as you can. See, we got to get that in our hearts. I know God got this in my heart right now to help and bless people. You know, just right now, I don't know, you know. And you know, I'm letting him lead me, you know, on what to do and when to do it and how to do it. But it's a blessed thing to be able to bless people. It may not be a lot. It may just be your time and talent. You know, it just may be that. Maybe just talking to somebody, but that's what we should be doing. But we shouldn't loan money anyway or stuff to get it back. Okay. Chapter 26. If the people obeyed God, what would they receive in chapter 26? Most of the time, when you obey, yeah, that's right. You're always blessed for being obedient. Your obedience will bring all kind of favor from God. Even with peace. You know, it's so many people don't have peace in their life. It's just so abrupt and always something, and you can't never just rest in peace and stuff like that. I'm telling you, when you have the peace of God over you, don't nothing bother you or worry you or nothing like that. You don't be anxious for nothing. You just let it come like God give it to you. Okay. If the people disobey God, what would happen to them? Well, we all know that. Let me see. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all the things I command, all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgment, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and burning or ague, or whatever that is, that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee to none to shoot you. That means like, you will be running. You will be running. And won't none be taken. I've heard of that. If they disobey, they will be hungry and be taken by enemies and have no blessing. Make sure you're muted because I can hear a lot of noise in the background. Okay. Thank you. Would God always warn them when they were disobeying? You know what? It seemed like to me, God, before we get in trouble anyway, Holy Spirit be talking to us, before we do something wrong anyway, the Holy Spirit always be trying to tell us. Because I was discussing that today with Myra, and we was talking about drinking. And, you know, I was telling her some people say wine, you can drink wine or, you know, stuff like that. And like I was saying, the young lady was saying, if it's not wrong in your mind, then you're not sinning. You know, but if you say, well, I'm just going to take one little glass of wine, and I know it, I shouldn't be drinking this, but I'm going to drink it, then it's wrong because your conscience or the Holy Spirit is telling you don't drink it. Even though it says drink but don't get drunk, it didn't say drink alcohol but don't get drunk. It said drink but don't get drunk. So we have to be careful with that. And yes, God will warn us because he always want to give us a chance to do right. He always, even when we know it's wrong, and we be trying to make up every excuse why we should do this. and God be putting it on our heart, don't do it. Don't do that. Look, I know I've done plenty of things that I heard the God, the Holy Spirit speak to me and say, don't do it. And then when I do it, then I should have followed my first mind. No, you should have did what the Holy Spirit told you, not don't do it. If that was your first mind, then you shouldn't have did it. I know. But we have to make a habit of that. Because we'll sit back and say, man, I thought that I should have followed my first man. No, you should have did what the Holy Spirit told you to do. But, yeah, he'll give us a chance to do better. Or he'll give us, you know, God always give us another chance all the time. Do we have any questions or any comments about this? This, I mean, Leviticus is a long, long, long chapter. We got one more chapter in the book of Leviticus. It's a long chapter, I tell you, and some long book. But the chapters are very, very long, 55 verses and 45 and 48 verses and stuff like that. But just gonna probably go through some of the notes, if it's any notes. The notes for chapter 25, the chapter continues the list of special times and days that begin in Leviticus chapter 3. They start in Leviticus chapter 23, and as the 7 days, there must be a Sabbath year also. After 7 Sabbath years, there must be a very special year on the 50th year. This is called a Jubilee year. All this is about freedom. On the 7th year, the land is free from seeds of harvest. 50th year, the people are free. The ideal of the Jubilee year reminds the Jews of these things. The Lord has made them free from Egypt. The land belonged to the Lord, and the Jews could not always own it. The Jews must trust God to provide their food. The land itself must be free from seeds and harvest in some years. And I understand what God is doing, because when we plant our seeds, our gardens and stuff, we know they're going to grow. But then we don't have a reason to even, you know, say, Lord, you really do, if you think about it, that he even allowing the plants and stuff, the vegetables to grow. But I know what he's saying, because you don't have faith in me. You're not trusting in me. You're trusting in your garden to feed you. But the thing is, I feel like that if God wouldn't allow the garden, the harvest to come to grow the food, that, you know, it wouldn't grow. So that's what I think this is for. It says, these rules about the Sabbath years and the Jubilee years help us to understand the real meaning of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not only about a pause from our usual work. It is about the special time when we worship God, and especially it is about the rest and the freedom that God gives to his people. That's in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. Real Christians have already started to receive that rest and freedom. But this is just the beginning. In the future, God will defeat all his enemies, and then he will establish his rule in the New Jerusalem. There, God's people will always have perfect rest and freedom as they worship him. But only the people who really are God's people will know that rest and freedom. The freedom that God gives in the Jubilee year was only for God's people, the Israelites. God give them freedom because, as he said, they are my servants. We do not know whether a prosperous Jubilee year has ever happened. The Bible does not mention any such occasion. The Jubilee year was part of God's perfect plan for the Israelites, but perhaps it will not happen until God has created the new earth. Then he will live among his people, and all these things will be possible. The Sabbath day was the seventh day of the week. It reminded people that God rested on the seventh day. This was after he had made everything. So the Sabbath for the land was the seventh year, and it was a year when the land rested. In other words, people did not plant their usual crops. The agriculture workers did not do their usual work. People did not harvest and store crops from the land. So in this year, the people would have more time to rest and for worship. Vineyards were the gardens where people produced fruit. Fruit were called grapes. They grow on plants called vines. People made wine from grapes. The rule about the Sabbath year also included other fruits. The Jews could not eat any fruit they grew that year, but it must be fruit that they had not sown. This would remind them of their journey from Egypt. They could not gather crops during the Sabbath year, so all that the land gives you means the food that they ate fresh from the fields. They could eat it immediately, but they could not store it. The trumpet is a musical instrument. Today we make them out of the metal called brass. During Moses' life, people made trumpets from the horns of animals. These horns grew on the animal's head. The Hebrew word for these trumpets were yobel, Y-O-B-E-L. Yobel. We get our word jubilee from the Hebrew word yobel. The Jews could not harvest what grew in their fields that year. They had to eat what grew in the year before, the Sabbath year. So they kind of just stocked up and stocked up and stocked up for the next year. So they know they couldn't grow anything, or if it came up on its own, that they couldn't eat it that came out of their garden, out of their field. The Jubilee year began on the Day of Atonement. So it began when God forgave his people's sin. And during that year, God gave freedom to all his people. They returned to the places where their families lived. And if they had sold their family's land, God gave the land back to them again. God was making these things right again. And this should remind us that in the future, God will make everything right. He going to do that anyway. Everything is going to be the way it should be when he come back here. It is against God's law to carry on business in an unfair manner. We could translate part of verse 14 like this. If you sell property to a man in your country and do not cheat him, tell us that in the Jubilee year, land must go back to the original owner. The buyer did not own the land permanently. The land really belongs to God. He lent it to the people when they came into Canaan. Canaan was the old name of country that would now call Palestine and Israel. And if the people wanted to remain in the land, they had to obey God or they couldn't stay there. I mean, all of this field, the earth and in the fullness thereof, the whole earth belonged to God. So not only Israel, you know, not only Canaan, not only Jerusalem, whatever, not only St. Louis, not only Michigan, but every piece of this dirt, this ground belongs to God. And if we don't obey him, he can take it from us, or he can make us in it, put us, lay us down in it. So however it is, we're going to have to obey the Lord. But anyway, I'm not gonna read anymore because those were some long chapters. I mean, they were very good. I really enjoyed them. And we have one more chapter left in the book of Leviticus, and then we'll be in the book of Numbers. And it's a good one too. It's a good book too. A lot of things we didn't really understand in the book of Leviticus, and a lot of things we did. But when we keep on reading over and keep on studying it, God will open up our understanding to know exactly what he means and what he's saying. So I'm going to get ready to close out. We're not going to do any more tonight. I should probably read the next chapter, but I'm just going to wait. And that'll be our last chapter in the book of Leviticus. We'll go from there, and I'll send everybody there, if you don't have them, I'm going to email them to you or text them to you, however the question, and so you can just go over the number, the book of Numbers. I'm going to try to send you all the questions. Amen. So I just thank and praise God for each one of you that on our radio broadcast on tonight. I just thank and praise God for you. I'm going to pray and close our Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, just thanking you for your word tonight, God. We just thank you for opening up our mind and opening up our understanding, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for allowing us to just read and understand and receive in the name of Jesus. Even though we don't understand everything, we're not supposed to understand everything. Our minds are not like your mind, and our thoughts are not like your thoughts. So, Lord, we just trust you. We trust your word, God. We just thank you, God. Lord, thank you for covering them. I ask you right now to keep them all covered, every member. Cover them, God, and their families, their children, husband and wives, grandchildren. Lord, just cover their families on tonight. And I just ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. God bless you all. I'll be on the live broadcast on Facebook in the morning at the same time, in the morning at 6 Central and 7 Eastern time. God bless you all. I love you. You all have a good night. God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
Love you.
Good night. God bless
you. Love you too.
Love you too. Good night.